Okay, Shabbos Parshas Mikates Ein Shabbos Chanukah. So when the brothers went to Mitzrayim for the second time, Yaakov told them to take a present to Yosef. He sent them with a little bit of balsam, a little honey, some pistachios, and some almonds. That's what the pasuk says. But that's a bit strange to send such a small present to a mighty ruler. So really, this is a lesson for all of us in hishtadlus. How much hishtadlus must we do? He knew that the present is just hishtadlus, so there's no need to go overboard. A small present can accomplish the same thing as a lavish one, and we see this quite often with Chanukah as well. There's so much to learn about hishtadlus. All we need is a few people to fight the mighty Greek army, and Hashem does the rest. All we need to do is look for a bit of oil, and Hashem does the rest. When we realize that Hashem is the Kol Yachol, He does everything and can do anything, then there's no need to go berserk with hishtadlus. All we have to do is take a step in the right direction, and Hashem will do the rest for us. This is even with dreidel. When you spin the dreidel, no matter how hard you spin it, no matter how long it will spin for, the same result will come about. It will eventually land only on one letter. So why spin it so hard? Whatever is coming to us from Hashem is going to make its way, so there's no need to go overboard. We should be zecha to absorb this message, and to the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi b'Mehar V'Yomeinu, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a Freilich Chanukah.